Well, we're learning more about a potential reorganization of the University of Wisconsin system. Although UW President Ray Cross is not expected to reveal the plan publicly until later today, a few of the details have come to light, including a proposal to merge each of the system's two-year schools with their nearest four-year sister campus. And here to fill us in on all the details is none other than WUWM's education reporter, Rachel Morello. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So let's start with the basics, shall we? What's being proposed?
The plan is to integrate the UW colleges, those are the system's two-year schools, with their nearest four-year institution. In total, there are 13 two-year colleges, those focus on associate degree programs, as well as 13 four-year universities, which deliver more bachelor's and master's degree programs. And according to reports, the plan would not call for closing any of those campuses. Around here, this means UW-Waukesha and UW-Washington County would be integrated into UW-Milwaukee effective July of 2018. And the proposal is just that at this point, a proposal. It would need approval from the UW Board of Regents before taking effect. And Rachel, because details haven't been shared fully, we don't know where some of the savings would come from, if it might mean combining programs or administrative staff. That's a big question that's yet to be answered.
So why? What are the reasons that UW President Ray Cross is giving for making these changes?
Well, in a letter to the UW-Milwaukee campus community, Cross said the goal of this restructuring is to increase college access and raise graduation rates. Now, as many people know, the UW system has been hit pretty hard in the last few years by declining enrollments, and Cross says demographic trends don't indicate that changing anytime soon, unless the system takes action. So it appears these mergers are that attempt to reverse the trend, as well as earn the system back millions of dollars it's missed out on in revenue from tuition and other fees.
You know, Rachel, I feel like we keep hearing about the rising cost of college and people who cite that as a reason why they choose not to attend a four-year school like those in the UW system. So is there anything in this plan to help curb those concerns and thus boost enrollment?
Sure. Back to President Cross's letter, he says that by integrating campuses, the system will be able to share talent and resources across schools, which he says will help, quote, streamline the path from a two-year degree to a four-year degree. That way, he says, students can save money by spending their first 2 years at a UW college, which charges about half the tuition of a four-year campus, and then, if they want to, transfer to a four-year campus to finish their degree.
And what about staff and students? Have you heard any reaction from them about this plan?
Well, there wasn't a groundswell yesterday as news was first trickling out. Like you mentioned up top, what we know so far are details coming out ahead of the plan's official announcement later today. But I'm sure plenty of people will have opinions on the proposal. In fact, UW system leaders are encouraging folks to share their thoughts. They say they're aware change can create uncertainty, and as the plan continues to develop, they want input from the campus communities. So they've created an online tool to collect feedback, and we can link to that tool on our website.
Oh, very cool. And we will continue to follow you for your updates on the plan as it evolves, of course. So thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
That's Rachel Morello, our education reporter here at WUWM. And you can find more of her coverage on the UW system on our website, where you can also submit your questions about learning and education here in southeastern Wisconsin. You can find that link at WUWM.com/education.